each person must be involved to whatever extent he can be involved in every work of Allah's deen, because at the end of the day, it is Allah's deen, it is Allah's work, and the object is to raise Allah's word and to bring iman. Iman must come alive in the four corners of the world. The winds of hidayat must blow. This is the object. Now usools will be different, but because the usools are different, doesn't make us different. One son is a doctor, the other son is an engineer, one son is a lawyer. Object of all three is to make money. The doctor, he got his own different way. He dresses differently, his times are different, the people he sees are different. The engineer, he got a whole different type of a day. The businessman, he got a whole different type of a day. But do we find these brothers fighting amongst themselves? Long as each one is earning, they're making money, they're all happy. This year you take mummy and daddy for Umrah, next year I'll take them, following year you take them. We're looking after them. The house fires are burning, everybody is happy. So this is exactly these works of deen. Every work of deen that Allah Ta'ala has given must complement one another. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, they must be complementary and supplementary to one another. Despite the usools being different. But the objective is the same. That how deen can come alive. In my life, in my family's life, in my neighbor's life, in the life of the entire world, entire ummah. How every Muslim can become a pakka Muslim. How every non-Muslim can become a Muslim. This is the object. So we must give ourselves. Last night as a Mufti Sahib, Mufti Ibrahim Salaji Sahib was giving bayan in Peter Marisburg. So he mentioned one incident. He said that there was one king, non-Muslim king. He captured one group of Muslims. And he brought them to the kingdom. So he singled out one Muslim there who seemed like the Amir, or he seemed like the, you know, the leader of them. And he told this person, he said that you give up your deen. I will give you, I'll make you a partner in my kingdom. So this person said, no, I'm very sorry. I cannot give up my deen. So then he told him, he said, alright, if you give up your deen, I have got only one daughter. She's my only child. I will give her to you in marriage. And she is the heir to the throne. So you will get my daughter also and you will get everything else. He said, I'm sorry. I cannot leave my deen. So then this king, he wanted to now, you know, get a little bit hard. So he ordered for one pot to be brought, oil put into this pot, and it is heated over boiling point. And then he orders for one of the prisoners to be brought, and this prisoner is dipped into this boiling oil, and as soon as he is put into this oil, his flesh separates from his bones. So now this king tells this Muslim, he said, do you see the outcome of this man? If you don't renounce your deen, that is going to be your natija. That is what is going to happen to you. This person says, look, you do what you need to do. But I cannot leave my deen. So then he tells this soldier, said, right, take him, put him into that oil. So as he is being taken, he begins to weep. He begins to cry. So the soldiers, they noticed this, so they thought, right, we broke him. He's crying now, so he's broken. So they brought him back to the king. They said, no, this person is crying. Maybe he's ready to rethink. So the king asked him, are you ready to rethink now? Now have you come to your senses? So he says to the king, you're missing the point. You are misunderstanding. You're misreading the whole thing. He says, my Allah is so beloved to me. My Allah has done so much for me. and he is so beloved to me. And now the mocha has come for me to make the ultimate qurbani, to show my beloved Allah that I am prepared to give my life for you. I am prepared to give my life for your deen. But I am not going to leave your deen. He says, the thing that is making me weep is that my beloved Allah only gave me one life like this. That I can only prove my loyalty and my love to my Allah one time. After they would put me into this deck, I would be gone. I cannot prove my love to my Allah again. I cannot prove my loyalty to my Allah again. This is why I am weeping. This was iman. This was the type of iman that they had. And this is what we have to generate. This is what we have to build. And it is for this very reason that ijtimaas take place. Jamaats are moving around. Gush takes place. Tanim takes place. The fikr in the morning takes place. All for this very same reason. Think about it. Think about it. Can any person go away to a Darul Uloom and start teaching? You can't do it. You go to the Darul Uloom, they'll ask you, where you studied, where's your sanad? You want to come and teach Bukhari Sharif, yeah? Before me, you got qualification. Can any person just start making people's islah and tarbiyat and all that? You can't. But this work, Allah Ta'ala has made it such a blessing, that any person off the street, any person is a new Muslim also, he has accepted Islam now, he too can do this work. And that is why in this work, there is no invitation to a person. There's no invitation to a person. In the khanqah is different. In the khanqah they say, now this is the khanqah of so and so sheikh. Why? Because there need to be a connection between the salik and the sheikh. He has to get connected. That's the usul in that work. But this work, there is no personalities. This work, anyone can do this work. And this is why it's so important that when we are doing this work, we must stick to the usuls of this work. Our elders, the way they have set out these usuls, so very simple. The kitabs also that must be read as ta'aneem. Anyone and everyone can read it. So, how is the man on the street going to talk about Allah's deen if he doesn't have this platform? Which other platform is he going to have? To talk about Allah's deen is a responsibility of each and every ummati. To give da'wat, to call towards Allah's deen, is the responsibility of each and every ummati. But each person cannot go and do their own thing. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to read this one couplet, you know, of a person who thought, now he's going to give da'wat on his own. He's going to give da'wat on his own. So he says, Raat ki wise, that in the night time this wise now, a bright thought came to his mind that no, I'm going to go to the pub. A lot of Muslims going every day in the pub and they are drinking and getting drunk and all that. I'm going to go and pull them out. Go and give them da'wat and call them out of the pub. So he went alone. He went alone to go and call them out of the pub. In the morning, now when all the people were coming out of the pub, he also couldn't be recognized. He was drunk just like everybody else. Because when he went inside, his nafs and shaitan got the better of him. But in this effort of da'wat and tabligh is a person's hifazat. A person will not go for gush alone. He goes for gush. Minimum, he has got a mutakallimudim, he has got an amir, he has got a rehbar. So there are people. He goes to a home, there is only one lady there in the house. The usul is, you don't enter the house, you don't even make panchat, you don't talk. Now if a person goes alone, cannot nafs and shaitan get the better of him? So by coming under the umbrella of this work and doing it under mashwara and doing it according to the usuls, every person who is a Muslim can talk about Allah's deen. Every person who is a Muslim can give da'wat to Allah's deen, and every person will be protected also. They will be protected also. The important thing is mashwara. Very, very important. Two points. Now our field, whole time we're only talking about reformation. That's all we're talking about. So the mind keeps going to that. So two points of reformation we will discuss and then we will conclude. One is, you see, in a Darul Uloom, there is a principal, there are asatiza. Right? It is the duty of the students to follow what the principal and what the asatiza say. If they do this, everything will continue in harmony. Asatiza will be able to do their work. The students will benefit. But if the students are left to do whatever they want to do, then it will be worse than a circus. Right? In the Khanqa, you got the Sheikh. All mashura must be made with the Sheikh. Everything the person wants to do, he must make mashura with the Sheikh. So the Sheikh is the sarparast. In Dawat and Tabligh, the sarparast is mashwara. The sarparast is mashwara. The problem is today we have fallen into khud pasandi. I want to do what I want to do. My rai is the correct rai. Everybody else is a fool. What do these people know? They should listen to me. Our deen, we must have a sarparast. Always we have to have a sarparast. So when we are doing the work of Dawat and Tabligh, the mashwara is the sarparast. The mashwara must be conducted according to the usul. And whatever the mashwara decides, everybody must be happy. The person can be a Shaykhul Hadith, he is a Shaykhul Hadith at home. When he comes out, he is under the mashwara. The person can be a big businessman, he is a big businessman at home. When he comes out, he is under the mashwara. No matter what the person, one husband told me one day, he said, I got a problem with my wife. I said, what's the problem? He said, she's a teacher. I said, well, what's the problem? He said, when she comes home, she thinks she's still in the classroom. So when we come out in Jamaat, we mustn't think we're still in our office. We're still in the classroom, we're still here, we're still there. We have to come under mashwara. Deen is about submission. We have to submit. From madrasa we're learning, Aslamtu wa amantu wa aqulu la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I submit, I surrender. So submission, we have to submit ourselves. Surrender ourselves. Whatever mashwara decides, that's what we'll do. Whatever mashwara decides, there is khair in this. This we have to bring. Sometime it is easier said than done. It's easier said than done. But the way of this ummah is وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. And when there is a shura, when there is mashwara, Allah Ta'ala's assistance and nusrat will be there. The same decision which we are thinking is not good, Allah Ta'ala will show us the khair in there. We must submit. We must submit. The other thing, in every work of deen, the second point of reformation, in every work of deen, alhamdulillah, in our country we must make lakh lakh shukr. Every work of deen is thriving. And every work of deen is getting stronger and stronger. Every work of deen is getting stronger and stronger. This is a great ni'mat, a great bounty. But we must keep making shukr. We must keep making shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala would increase it. But remember, no matter what the work of deen may be, the work itself is not the objective. Listen to what I'm saying. The work itself is not the objective. Now I'm going to explain it to you with an example. You see, the month of Ramadan Sharif comes. When the month of Ramadan Sharif comes, automatically we start reading Quran Sharif, we start fasting, we start making extra zikr, we go out in Jamaat. That person who is involved in the Khanqa, he'll go away. Somebody is sitting for itikaf 30 days, 10 days, 15 days. Amal comes alive. Amal comes alive. Right? As soon as Ramadan ends, the very next morning, we are the musallis. Why? Why? Because the mentality is that Ramadan is the objective. So Ramadan, I must make ibadats. Once Ramadan finish, Ramadan is over now. I take it easy now. Ramadan is over. So the murid, when he goes to the Khanqa, the time he's spending in the Khanqa is like an angel in front of his Shaykh. Oh, tawazu, inkisari, and zikr. He goes back home, he becomes a beast. When the wife complains to you, he's the same person. Why? The person is regarding that as his objective. Now, while I'm there, I must be straight. Right? A person goes out in Jamaat. While the person is out in Jamaat, now, as long as I did my 40 days for the year, I'm off the hook. It's not about that. Whether it is the Khanqa, whether it is Jamaat, whether it is the Darul Uloom, all these places are the workshops. This is where we go for tuning. This is where we go to put all the CO levels right. But to see whether that vehicle has been sorted out properly, you will see it in the highway. Hazrat Rahmatullah used to give this example, that you cannot test the car out in the workshop. In the workshop is very easy. The test comes when we leave the workshop. Now all the things that we are learning, are we weighing ourselves against it? That 10 years I have got taluk with this Shaykh, 10 years I am in the work of tabligh, I am still not making parda from my sister-in-law. So what am I learning? Which deen am I bringing into my life? This is what I mean. That the works themselves are not the objective. The works are a means to attain the objective. The objective is ita'at of Allah. The objective is to become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Mauna, I think it was Mauna Ibrahim Sahab, one of the elders, recently came to our country, and he was sitting right here, and he mentioned that the things that I am seeing, now obviously when he was being taken to eat here, eat there, whose houses he was going by? He was going by the same people like us who are involved in the work of deen. He wasn't going by anybody's house who's not involved in the work of deen. Who was he mixing with? And what he said, that the things that I am seeing, how you South Africans are behaving, I am afraid that what happened in Burma is going to happen in South Africa. He said that or never say. So when we look at these elders' lives and look at our life, when we go out in the path of Allah, we are bringing the simplicity in our life. When we go back home, where is the simplicity gone? What we do in the path of Allah is what we're supposed to take home. We were in Lanesia over the weekend. I'm not a seasoned Jamaat worker. I'm talking like we were in Lanesia over the weekend. So you think like every weekend I'm gone somewhere. First, I think for this, I don't know how many years now, I went one time. Right? So anyway, they had a ladies program there in one house. So in the ladies program, I asked the ladies, I said, tell me something, why are we not sitting together? Why you all got me one side and you all sitting one side? Now we got this mic system in between and all that, so much extra taklif and all that. Why we don't sit together? I say, if I have to tell you that I'm going to put this mic away now and we all just sit together, you will take your wayland and give me on my head. You will tell me, don't you know, it's a hukam of Allah. There's parda. You must be separate. We must be separate. Even if we're talking deen, it's a hukam of Allah. We can't break the hukam of Allah. Our iman becomes so strong while we are in the program. What happens when we're having supper together with the family? What happens? There, where did the hukam of Allah go? Until we are not going to take the courage, lot of pots will get rattled, lot of heads will shake. But if we who are involved in the works of deen, whichever work of deen it may be, we who are the elders of our families, if we are not going to take that courage and say that now we're putting a stop to all this gunai that's happening in our own homes, the whole world needs to change. We cannot maybe change the whole world. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala use us for hidayat of entire mankind. But at least our home we can change. Our home environment we can bring it right immediately. We are the Amir in our home. What is happening in our weddings? What is happening in our walimas? And sometimes we use the excuse that no, never mind, I'll go for the function, I'll bring them closer to deen. If I go for the function, maybe I'll bring them over. No. Who are we bluffing? The only thing we're going to win is Piyat Ka Masla. Deen will not come alive. Deen will not come alive. When we will hold back from what is haram and we will stand on haq on deen, then deen will come alive. Then people will see. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, had to practically make amal on deen. Deen had to come into their lives. Then deen came alive. So we have to bring this deen in our lives. Whatever we are learning, we have to take it into our homes. We have to bring it into the life, our life, our family's life. When a person comes to our business, you must know, this person is a seasoned worker. I can just see. He's a seasoned worker. There's not one female in this whole admin block. He must be a person in tabligh. There's not one person, not one female that in this whole admin block. There's no bare pardagi, nothing. These things we have got control over. If we put these things right, Allah Ta'ala will then give us the ability to put those things right which is not in our control. What's in our control, we need to start. So these are two points of reformation for myself, for you. And then, I don't know how to make tashkil. So we will call the professionals to make tashkil. But every Jamaat Bayan has to end with a tashkil. So if they give me 2 minutes, I want to make one tashkil. Only one tashkil I want to make. My tashkil is, the istima that is coming up, Stanga Ijtima that is coming up. So this Stanga Ijtima, each person must make a niyat that when we go to the Ijtima, we will go to the Ijtima before it starts. Before it starts, we will listen to every program and we will only leave after it finishes. And no person is going to start phoning Stanga from before, auntie's house, uncle's house, friend's house. Yeah, boy, you got sleeping place, I got 3-4 satis, we'll come, we'll bunk by you, we'll let's go for the program. This is my tashkil. Kon tayyar? Who's ready for this tashkil? I'm not giving you heavy 40 days, 4 months, this I'll leave to the professionals. They know how to do it. I'm too weak for that. But I can't do it myself. But this one tashkil, that for ijtima, those of us that are going, wallahi, if we spend the time properly in the ijtima, that can be a means of hidayat. That is a means of hidayat. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, run entire ummah tawfiq.